You know, except I just eventually I get so tired and I feel like I'm going to fall over. But it's for love of these things. And like I said, it's like sometimes the wisdom of the flesh. Now the spiritual wisdom coming from God is perfect. It comes as like this flash of instant. It's clear. The wisdom of the flesh, though, that I have, my own wisdom, I mean, even the wisdom I have in my flesh, and the wisdom that all men have of the flesh, the worldly wisdom, even that is a gift from God. Now, it is not a gift unto salvation, but as we will learn from Paul in chapter 4, one of my favorite verses, that who maketh thee to, in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? What do you have that you didn't receive?
Well, I earned it. I made it up myself, you know.
Well, your intelligence. You didn't receive that? No, I was born with it.
Well, what do you mean? You were born with it, you said?
So, what'd you do to make it? You know, to make yourself smart. How'd you get smart? I mean, look at that dummy over there. Why doesn't he get smart? Why didn't that dummy guy over there, why didn't he get smart like you, smart guy?
Well, it's just sort of genetic. Okay, genetic. So there's something given to you that you have no control over that makes you the way you are. In the predestination of God, every life is ordered in the way it should be. And, you know, I mean, it's like your birth is no accident, no matter who you are. God has ordained you to be in this world, okay, for good or ill. That's why I say I am a teacher ordained of God, for good or ill. You judge. You judge what I be a teacher for your good or for your ill.
Speak against those denominations. That's pretty...
It's like, you know what? That's what I've been ordained to do, for good or ill.
Let's get back to the text, because we'll finish this up pretty quick order. We've kind of covered everything. And I always get irritated with myself. Oh, you're talking about yourself against Paul. But whatever. I do it, and I always explain why I do it. I do it as an example of self-examination. As an example of... And I'm being honest with you. You want to know what manner of man is instructing you, don't you? To some degree, you ought to know. Paul talked about himself, like where he came from, the things he studied with, as an example. Because, you know, I could just run over and just think, like, well, I do it why I do it. It's easy for me, you know. But I do things according to things given to me by the grace of God. And you do things according to the grace that is given you. Every man according to the measure that is given him. There is no barrier to a person who is not a gifted person to being a preacher of the gospel, because the gospel is so simple. A genius will just complicate it. It's, you know. So don't look at me as like a great teacher. I'm just teaching as best I can in spite of the things that get in my way. In spite of the things. In spite of the wisdom of the world which I had from my youth. Because by the wisdom I had from my youth, I did not know God. You know, and I taught the Bible for 13 years. Having an earnest desire for righteousness, but never seeing in the scriptures that I taught and I studied. And, you know, it's funny, I haven't taken any notes in my Bible since I got the Holy Ghost. And if you could see my Bible, it is just jammed with notes. Jammed with stuff. When people look at my Bible, they're always like, whoa, yeah, whoa, look at all these notes. And it's like, boy, he sure studied. And I didn't get it. By the wisdom of man, I did not, by all my understanding, by all my gifted, you know, my people who knew me knew I was smart. All right? I know other people thought, yeah, he's an idiot. Plenty of people thought that, believe me. Plenty of people still do.
They think he's stupid. They don't understand the kind of... I only have a limited intelligence that has a certain area. But it's with words. And when I took my examination for entering the college, the ACT, the only part I got a perfect score on was the reading section. I got a perfect score. Because when it comes to reading comprehension, I'm a gifted man. And I read this Bible. Every time I'd read the scriptures, I had this veil over my head. And when I would read things in like 1 John chapter 3, I remember when I taught that book. He says, he that commits sin is of the devil. He that does righteousness is righteous. And I'm reading these things and I'm using the wisdom taught me by man. Oh, righteousness is only imputed. So it's, you know, he's trying to encourage us to be, and all this just crud flowing out of my mouth. I didn't get it. I didn't understand. You know what made me understand? You know what made me understand? Hearing the gospel, believing it. Then the Holy Ghost comes on me. It starts setting me on fire. My body, like, feel like these, as I describe them, as high-frequency vibrations all over my arms and my ears and my mouth and my feet. And it was like, and I'm like, what's this about? And my scientific curiosity, and I'm touching things. You know, all those things happening. It's a powerful experience. How's that make you wise? That doesn't even make sense. Why would something like that make a difference? Why would that? Then I go home the next week and all of a sudden everything I learned in the Bible is thrown out the window. And I'm picking up the scriptures and teaching my wife the new way it ought to be. And I've taught her for 13 years things wrong. This is how it ought to be. It's funny, we had this extreme desire for righteousness, but denying the power thereof. Not because I had cunningly devised a fable against it, but because that's what I received of men. And by the wisdom that I had in me from my youth, I could not discern the truth. So I didn't learn the truth of the scriptures by wisdom of man, by my own wisdom. I didn't figure this stuff out because I'm smarter. Though I am smarter, I didn't figure it out. A guy who was probably not as smartsy as me figured it out. And he didn't figure it out. God revealed it to him. And God revealed it to me. By what? By the preaching of the gospel, by the Spirit of God. From man to man, but from God to man, and from God to man. We preach Christ crucified to the Jews a stumbling block, to the Greeks foolishness.